So, you know, Ray Sansom was a policy and appropriations chairman who did his job, and he did it well. Did he look out for his constituency in providing a much-needed funding in an area of the state that had previously been very neglected? Absolutely. Do I fault him for that? No, I don't. What I felt offended by in that presentment by the grand jury, and having been a federal prosecutor, I can tell you, you can indict a ham sandwich if you want to.
Sansom was indicted in April by a Tallahassee grand jury on charges of official misconduct. He procured millions of dollars for projects into Northwest Florida State College. The same day Sansom became Speaker of the House, he was hired to an unadvertised position for $110,000 by the college. Representative Ambler says he believes Sansom will be vindicated of the charges upon closer examination.
And that presentment was written by the prosecutor, who is a Democrat, who is, has his own agenda and political aspirations, in my opinion. And I think that when it actually goes into a court of law and the basis for that indictment is tested, where you have opposing counsel there, that were witnesses are subject to cross-examination in an open proceeding, in a transparent process, I think justice will prevail, and you'll see that Ray Sansom did nothing wrong.
Democratic State Senator Dan Gelber of Miami Beach also took part in the panel. He's running for the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate, but reacted to rumors that he may instead choose to run for Attorney General.
And a lot of you have asked me about what I'm running for. Let me just say this. The terrain has changed quite a bit since Governor Crist got into this race. I'm a U.S. Senate candidate. I wouldn't be surprised if at some point in the future I was an attorney general candidate. I'll leave it at that.
Gelber responded to Representative Ambler's commentary on former Speaker Ray Sansom. He believes that more transparency in the legislature is undoubtedly needed.
It's harder to govern in the sunshine, but it's better to govern in the sunshine. There's no question about it. So I think that we should apply much more, if not all, of the sunshine law to the legislative process. It would be harder, but it would be better. And let's face it, people don't think we're doing such a great job without applying it to ourselves. So why not try it new?
The budget still looms over the legislature, which extended a week longer than usual. Ambler says that overall he's happy with how the budget turned out despite major cuts.
This was a very long and arduous session. I think everybody going into it understood in the legislature as well as the public that we had a difficult task ahead of us. Although we've given lip service to this in the past, we actually did what I think was the closest thing to zero-based budgeting. And that means we went in and looked at every single line item in our budget, starting with the base budget, starting from zero. And it was very revealing. And without going into all the details, I will tell you at the end of that process, we were able to cut another $1 billion out of our budget, which probably no one in this room or throughout Florida will even feel.
Republican Representative Dr. Ed Homan of Hillsborough County also took part in the panel. He said of the 2,500 bills that come into the legislature every session, only 143 of those pass this session, the lowest number in Florida history. He agreed with Ambler that the session went well, but Senator Gelber disagreed.
So to me, we failed this budget session because we didn't take a chance to reform our tax code. We didn't take a chance to really invest and get ahead of other states. Instead, we just said, well, let's just try to balance the budget. Let's use the Obama money as best we can. Let's put it together with spit and paperclips. And hopefully by next year, something will happen. The economy will improve, and optimism will allow us to once again, default to what Florida has been, which is a state fueled on the fumes of growth. And I think that's no way to run a state.
Education budgets, especially for state universities, decrease significantly. Colleges across the board are experiencing cutbacks, thus resulting in fewer classes offered and higher tuition. Senator Gelber says the root of the problem across the state lies in a lack of investment into public education.
Think about who the first person was in your family who has gone or will go to higher education. Because there's one thing we know about the American experience. The moment somebody in your family crosses that Rubicon, everybody after that person goes exactly that level or beyond. So if you want to improve Florida's economy, if you want to give us high-wage, knowledge-based jobs, then you make sure that every kid at Hillsborough Community College is getting a great experience, because we cut them $6 million over the last 24 months, just from that school alone. The most wrong-headed thing you can do in a recession, it is to stop investment in education itself. The demand for those institutions increases when a recession happens.